Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for the Reaching the World for Christ broadcast in memory of the late evangelist Lloyd Yearwood. We'll be joined by all of our regular guest ministers. Stay tuned for the next 2 hours and listen in with a multitude of listeners from around the world. And now, coming to you live from Jellico Plains, Tennessee, USA, here's your host, Betty Yearwood and son Timothy Scott Dockery.
Praise the Lord, everyone. Good to be back on Blog Talk Radio tonight, Reaching the World for Christ in memory of evangelist Lloyd Yearwood. Psalms 150, verse 6 says, "Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord," and we have a lot to praise the Lord for. He's done so much for every one of us, and we don't need to forget to praise the Lord. I want everyone to join us this evening as we lift up the name of Jesus through praise and worship and through preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. And we praise the Lord for what he's been doing. One went to the altar last weekend, and another come to the altar this weekend and rededicated their life. So we just thank God for that. And we got a good praise report on Dora and Jay. Jay said that Dora came through the surgery real good, and that he's wanting everyone to pray for God's healing touch to be up on her now, and we're praying for a speedy recovery. So another praise report, this lady that goes to church with us in the Cleveland church, Christine, she was in a bad wreck the other day, well, last week, and she's out of the hospital now, and she was at church last night with the help of her granddaughter. Granddaughter brought her and helped her to get around, but we just praise God that he spared her life because somebody hit her going about 55 to 60 miles an hour. So we just thank God for sparing her. She's got broken ribs, and she's got a cut on the bend of her foot, and she's got a fractured foot, and bruises all over. So just remember her tonight. She's 86 years old, and she's a real blessing to our church. So just keep her in your prayers. And we want to thank all the new listeners and thank all the regular ones that pray for this broadcast. You know, by you praying, you're helping us reach a soul for Christ. And we just thank everyone that lifts this ministry up in prayer. We couldn't make it without you. And if you're listening by Facebook, you your prayer requests in the comments below, and we'll get back with them and pray over them. And if you have a praise report, we'd like to hear about what God's doing. So just put it in the comments and let us know what God's doing for you. And you know, there's so much going on in this old world, and so many people hurting, and so many people sick and lost and just bound by different things. And us prayer warriors need to be lifting them up to where they can get delivered from all this stuff. Because we were once sinners, and people prayed for us, and that's how we become a Christian, because people were praying for us and conviction come up on us. And I just thank God that he got a hold of my heart one day and saved my life. So our subject for tonight is coming out of Hebrews 2:3. And it says, "How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him. And that's what our subject's on tonight. And I was just thinking, you know, if we keep putting off the Lord, turning the Lord away, one of these days, he's not going to always strive with man. His spirit will not always strive with man. It's what Genesis, I believe it's 6:3 says. And so we need to quit putting off when the Lord is dealing with our heart. We need to quit putting it off and just let the Lord have his way. You'll be much happier. You'll make heaven your home one day. And, you know, if you don't give the Lord your heart and your life, then you're not going to be able to escape on judgment day, because there is going to be a judgment day, and he'll either say, welcome in or depart from me, you workers of iniquity. And I'd rather much the Lord say, welcome in. But the Lord's dealing with you today to give your heart to him. Just turn it over to him and just ask him to forgive you and come into your heart, and he will. And I just want everyone to continue to pray for me and Tim. Tim's got kind of a little sore throat, and I don't know if it's sinuses or what it is, but I've still got all this sinus stuff going on and sound like I'm talking through my nose, but I'm on here anyways. But just pray for us that God will touch us, that God will touch. It's going through our church. There's a lot of people with this. And just remember all them too. And we're going to get Tim to come around and sing a few songs. I think that me and him will sing one together here, and then I'll let him sing some by himself. But just worship the Lord with us and praise the Lord with us and just watch God move. I'm going to have to move away from the thing over here. I'm going to go over here and sing. So just bear with us. Praise the Lord. We're going to sing Amazing Grace. It was that amazing grace that brought us victory and gave us salvation.
Amen.
Years, cried out.
Savior Jesus Christ is. Because there are people that have never found out the love of Jesus. Praise God. But you know, I sat and praying earlier thinking about if I was so perfect, like a lot of them think they are, it's what they do. They get to thinking they're so perfect that they forget their need for God in their daily walks with Him and in their testimonies and their getting out and doing for God, you know. And they think if people don't see it, ain't no need of me doing it. But God sees it. And I thought about how many there are. They won't do anything unless they think somebody else in the church or something sees them where they can get that pat on the back and boy, you done good. Let me tell you something. If you lay your treasures up in heaven, they won't nothing ever come get them treasures. It'll be there when you get there. You keep laying them up down here, that's all the reward you're going to get. I thought about seeing a woman come into a restaurant and give up. Check to this preacher. He's a big mega church preacher, and I was sitting there eating with him, talking to him, and she brought in a check and gave to him. Said, I wanted to make sure I get my tithes to you. And she said, he said, all right, sis, and started putting it in his pocket. And she said, are you not going to say how much it was? And it was $90,000. And she'd give it to him and said, I wanted to buy new choir robes too. She wanted the admiration of men. Let me tell you something. If Jesus Christ looks down on you and smiles, that's all you need. That's your ticket in the kingdom, praise God. But you get to neglect the great salvation of God and sitting down on it and thinking you've got everything you need. I'm all that and a bag of chips. Oh, I've served God so good. I know I'm getting in. Praise God. You counting you worthy. And he said, don't count on your righteousness, but on his to get you in. Glory. Because his righteousness is what saves us into heaven. He comes and dwells in us. Glory to God. Don't make us somebody. Makes him somebody. Glory to God. And a Christian will think that way. They'll serve God that way. Because they know they couldn't have made it at all without the blood of Jesus Christ. Without it being shed and down. Without his love for us, we'd never be nothing in the eyes of God. But because we love him, because we serve him in truth, glory to God, and in pure love for him, and you know what? We have rewards laid up. And we are called the children of God. Hallelujah. And we've got not just a reward, but we inherit with Jesus all things, it says. Praise God.
Yeah.
I want to be one of them that when I stand before God, I haven't got to look down and not be ashamed, you know, be ashamed to look at him. Because a lot of people is going to realize I failed God because I was serving me. I neglected that salvation he died to give me. But children, it ought not be so among us. We need to be one of them that we don't look for what you know about me, but I want to look at what God knows about me. And he knows it all. He knows everything, every thought I've had, because it said the Word, which is Jesus Christ, he was the Word made flesh. The Word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword. It said,
amen.
Come and go, dividing asunder, even to the joints and the marrow, And it said, and is a discerner of the thoughts. That's what we think. And knows the intent of the heart. Now you think about that. What have you got hid from God?
Amen.
What have you got when you come to the salvation of God? He forgives you, glory to God, forgives you of everything that you've ever done wrong, cleans you up, makes you a new creature in Christ Jesus. And glory to God, then you go to dibbing and dabbing back into sin because, well, this ain't so bad, and now this ain't so bad, and I'm still going to church. I pay my tithes, and I pray and love the Lord. But if you don't follow what he said, he said, I'm not even going to judge you. But there is one that will. The words that I've spoken, they will judge you. We're told how to live, how to walk, how to talk, how to serve God with your whole heart, your mind, your soul, and your strength. Glory to God. And we waste it on everything else. We waste it wanting to be seen and be known for what we're doing. When, praise God, he already knows what we're doing. And he knows why you're doing it too. I'm going to get into the scriptures a little. But I want to read back all the way to the first chapter of Hebrews. And I'm just going to read the first three verses there. He said, God, who at sundry times and in diverse manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of majesty on high. Now you think about what I just read. I know what our verse is. And he said, if we neglect so great a salvation, how are we going to have to be punished for that? How are we going to make it into heaven when we think that we've got so holy that I don't have to seek God no more? I've got so much of him. I got all I need. I'm filled up. That's all I need. Well, glory to God. If you get filled up, pour it out. Pour it out. There's an endless supply. And you think you've got all the riches and goodness of God inside you, praise God. Seek, he said, and you'll find. Ask and you'll receive. Knock, it'll be open. There's more. There's a vast supply to all them that long for Jesus. There's the gifts that we can be given. Are they all them working in you? Oh, no? Well, you ain't got it all. Praise God. When you lay your hand on the sick and pray, does all of them get well? No? Maybe you ain't got it all yet. When can you prophesy and you know that when you speak, it's God speaking through you and not you yourself? If you say no, not every time, then you hadn't got it all. Praise God. There's so many things that we get in part, the Bible said. But when we're face to face with him, we're going to get it all, folks. Glory to God. Don't give up on him. Don't slack up on him. Don't be satisfied where you're at. Move on up. Move on up. Glory to God. Don't sit in the pew and cross your arms because you've got it all. Seek it all. There's more. There's more. Yeah. There's much more. We can't sit. Glory to God. I would that I could say I've got all I need. But how do I know that? I don't know what God has required of me. So I want to get a little higher. I want to get a little closer. I want to get a little deeper. I praise God. That's why I pray. That's why I fast. That's why I go to church. Hallelujah, God. It ain't because I think I'm lost and undone. It's that I think I can do more. I ain't giving up on God. Never give up on me. I was the rankest sinner. I was like Paul. I was the chief of the sinners. Glory to God. When I walked out here without Jesus, believe me, I was without Jesus. But when I come to know him as my Lord and Savior, I got a hunger put inside me. Glory to God.
Amen.
I ain't got food yet. I ain't got so much. Hallelujah, God, that my shadow touches people and they get well like old Peter. But praise God, I'm seeking for that. I want
Amen.
What about you? Have you sat down I remember I told people here lately, they told me, one church I'm going to, preaching for them, and they said, we used to shout. We used to get in and just shout the house down, but that we don't do it much no more. And I asked them, who changed? Who changed? You or God? Put your head down and say, yes, we did. Well, if you change, change back. Get back to where that you're thankful for the salvation that Jesus Christ didn't just give you, but died to give you, suffered to give you, was beaten to give you, was mocked, scourged, crucified to give you. And he wasn't done after they did that. And they buried him. He wouldn't even stay dead. He, oh, glory to God. He got up and went below and preached to the ones in captive in hell. That if they'd believe, because they never got to hear him, if they would believe, they too could be saved. He'd give them an opportunity, praise God. And then he reached out to old Satan, put his hand out, said, give me the keys. I want the keys of death and hell, put them in my hand, because they belong to me too. And he took the keys away from him. Now, he can't cast us into hell if we're serving God 100%. I didn't say that. My wife's grandpa was a big Pentecostal preacher. And he used to always tell them, 99 and a half won't do. It's got to be 100% serving God. You got to give yourself to God. He said, that's just your reasonable service. You ain't doing something extra. He gave himself for you, and you didn't give yourself for him. And you ain't going to lose a thing. You still got your life while you're here. But you got eternal life when you get there. But it says this, I'm going to start in verse 1 of chapter 2 in Hebrews here. It said, therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. I'm talking about slipping. I'm talking about, man, when you should have seen them when they first got in and got forgiveness, got born again, they was on fire. They'd come to church while they'd shout. The time they walked in the door, they had to lead them out, and they're still shouting. They was just caught up in the Spirit of God. They was just on fire for him. But look at them now. They sit looked up, their arms crossed. They get their watch where they can see it every once they sit down. Is it not over yet? Is this not a good day? We've been here 2 hours already. I'm hungry. I need to go home. My show's on. Is it not right? Am I lying? I'm telling the truth because you see it in every church, everywhere.
Amen.
They come in and they're dead as a rock sitting there. But I know what Jesus said. You won't praise me, folks. The rocks will immediately cry out and praise God in your place. And Tim sings a song. I don't want no rock taking my place. Glory to God.
Amen.
But I want to stay on fire because that's what he said he baptized us with. If you read over in Matthew, 3rd chapter, 11th verse, John says, I'm baptized with water under repentance, but Jesus is going to baptize you with the Holy Ghost and fire. Why that fire? Because he wants you heated up for God. He wants you heated up enough that sin won't stick to you. It'll burn it off. Glory to God. But we're cooling off today. Well, that's not in style anymore. Well, I've read this book several times through and through, and I never found the place where it said God will change with the times. We're the ones changing with the times. And if we don't change back, I'll tell you this, because I love you, if you don't change back, praise God, then you're going to miss the journey that gets you through the gates into the kingdom of God.
Right.
It says this, for if the word spoken by angels was steadfast and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward. When an angel come down and told you something, let's take the ones that went to Lot in Sodom and Gomorrah. Two angels is all that came, y'all. Them two angels come down. And they got in there, and Lot pulled them in his house because the men of the city were so wicked that they said, send them out that we may know them. They're good-looking men. They was gay. And if y'all believe in that you... I don't. I can't help that. I'm not getting up beating them down. I'm just telling you there's a better way of everything. I want to do it God's way. But see, when he got them ready to get out of there, And Adam read it and said, but when you leave this city, only one was leaving was Lot, his wife, and his two daughters. They started leaving the city. He said, whatever you do, don't look back. And they got out of the city. His wife was missing all that, so she glanced back. She's still a pillar of salt standing there today. Because God, angel spoke it. How much sore punishment do you think that you would be worthy if you tried underfoot the Son of God and count the salvation that he gave you nothing? That you just let it cool off. That you lay down on God. That you just, I can't do it the way I used to. I'm getting older. He didn't say it at an age of retirement on it. He said, serve me. Glory to God. I'm going to prepare a place for you, and I'll come back and get you. I'm still waiting on the return myself.
Amen.
Glory to God. Says, how shall we escape? Me and you, ever all of us, if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard it. God,
amen,
bearing them witness, both with signs and wonders and with divers miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost according to his own will. Praise God. Everybody knows what it told in the Bible. Well, the old Jewish, just the old Jewish writings, but they ain't in the Bible. They tell of Jesus too. They tell of the miracles he did. They talked about him raising the dead. They talked about him healing the sick. The lame was walking. The lepers was cleansed. The blind was seeing. The deaf was hearing. Glory to God. The dumb was shouting and speaking. Hallelujah. These people, on one sitting at the gate that was called Beautiful. And Peter and John walked by. And he told him, he's asking alms. And they said, we ain't got that. But such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ. Rise up and walk. And he rose up immediately. His feet, his ankle bones got straight. He jumped up, leaping and shouting and praising God. He went in the temple with him. Now, glory to God. I'm saying that to say this. That's how we was. The day we first got saved, we wanted to tell everybody. We wanted to witness the great things God had done in us. Hallelujah. And we didn't want to quit. We wanted to, if we could touch them, we felt like they'd have to feel it. There was that much of God in us. And what happened? We sat down. We got
comfortable.
That padded seats are just so rough and hard to get out of once you get set down and that air conditioner blowing on you. Praise God. My wife told them at a church that I wish we'd go back to the old days where you had old hard wooden pews and didn't have no air conditioner. Open the windows, cut a fan on. Oh, preacher, well, I don't. I'm comfortable. She said, that's the problem. And he didn't understand her. That's the problem. We get comfortable with God. We get to thinking, hallelujah, God, I know he forgave me. Well, you didn't read it, close friend. Go back and read it again. He said he forgives us the sins of our past, not the future. If you get forgiven of sin, the Bible said you're not supposed to sin no more. You've got God in you now. And if he's inside you, where he's at, there is no sin. And when we find ourselves slipping back and sitting there, I call it like a knot on the log. But I believe there's livelier knots out in the woods than they are sometimes sitting in the pews because they'll never speak. Preacher say, anybody got a testimony? And you just sit there.
Amen.
He said, well, anybody got a song you want to sing? They just sit there. Anybody got a word? Just sit there. Hey, brother, you got something you want to preach tonight? No, I ain't got nothing. If you ain't got nothing, I thought you was called to preach. I thought the Bible said be instant in season, out of season. We laying down on God. We're laying down on seeking the lost. We're laying down on fasting and praying. We're laying down, hallelujah, God, and neglecting. I said neglecting the salvation that God brought us. Because now that I'm older, you don't understand. I ain't got the energy I used to have. Well, I used to get up and just shout and run the aisles. I just can't do that no more. Do what you can. Do what you can. Because I guarantee you, you can do more than sit there You can still talk. Amen. Get up and tell them witness. Tell them something. Testify. Glory to God. We overcomers. Hallelujah. By the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. But people's got locked on. They come to church and they ain't got nothing to say for God. They ain't got no prayer. When somebody else gets up there and they're trying to pray through, to go up and lay hands on them, I'd have to get out of my comfortable seat and get up there and went go to praying, and that spirit get on me, and my old legs ain't got near me to bounce up and down and to shout for God no more. Then you don't know him. Friend, you forgot the salvation he gave you. You forgot where he brought you from. You forgot what he cleaned you up from. You forgot your first love. And the Bible says you need to repent and turn back. Because if we don't, friend, we're going to be eternally lost. And eternity is a long time. I'm 68 years old. Seems like I've been here forever. But glory to God, heaven is forever. And I plan on being there. And I can get there doing what I want to do. But I can get there doing what God said to do. It says this. It said divers miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost. But these people today, they've been in church 50 years and still have not received the Holy Ghost. Well, why? Do you not want him? Have you shut the door? He said, I'll stand at the door and knock. But you the one got to open up and invite him in. And glory to God, it's not hard. The day I really give myself to Jesus and went and got baptized, I come out of the water. Speaking in tongues. Maybe everybody don't do that, but I did. And I ain't saying I'm better than anybody else, but I was serious when I got in that water that time. I was serious. I wanted it to take. I wanted it to be forever. I wanted to be a child of God. I didn't want to deny him in nothing. Glory to God. But I wanted to speak his truth, not mine. Today, everybody says, well, I got to speak my truth. You go right ahead. I'm going to tell you the truth in Jesus Christ, because it don't never change. It don't never waver. It won't never end. And glory to God, following that truth, hallelujah, God, that's the truth that'll set you free from sin. That's the truth that'll keep you from being drugged back in it. That's the truth that'll make you stand up and say, let me tell you why I love the Lord. Let me tell you what he's done for me lately. Let me tell you, I got a home. Hallelujah, God. He's building it now. But he's coming back to get me where I can move in one day in the kingdom of God to dwell with him forever. Hallelujah. Have you got your ticket punched, friend? Are you serving God with all you got? Are you one of them I'm speaking about? They come to church, yeah. They might put their tithes in, but they don't do nothing else at all for God. I go to Walmart, back to my shirt, I'm going to turn around. And let the ones that can see this video I'm doing see the back of it. The back of that shirt is a witness shirt. That's the reason I got it on. Because I went to town a while ago. And on the back of it, it said, the devil saw me with my head down. And he thought he'd won a victory over me. And then I said, amen. That's why my head was down. I was praying to God. And you know what? When I got up, I had the victory. Satan was the one with his head down when he walked off. Is that your life? When you're one of them, the only time your head's down is when it's being burdened. Oh, Satan's laying stuff on me. Brother, you don't understand what I'm going through. I praise God, thank this, that everybody else goes through stuff too. But it's up to you to hold on to God. It's up to you to value salvation better than anything else in this world. I preached it many times. You can be rich as old King Midas was. Everything he does turned to gold. I praise God. But guess what? Old Midas died too. All that gold he had, somebody else's. All the riches of this world, collect and collect and collect all you want. One day, your number will be called. And you have to go stand before God. Imagine this.
And then,
you've been claiming that victory, claiming that, how good you are. Oh, yes, I'm a Christian. Well, that means Christ lack. And I'm going to tell you something. Well, that last time I got baptized, which I wasn't about 35 years old then, I got baptized that time, and I can holler now, I'm a Christian, because he lives inside me. Hallelujah. He leads me. He guides me. And when I'm in trouble, he comes to me. He's with me. I ain't got to look for him because he's right here. He's the indwelling God. He's a protector and a shield and a buffer, a strong tower and a high tower. Glory to God. He'll be everything you need. But are you everything he needs you to be? Because that's what's going to matter. We can claim all we want to claim. We can holler, throw our hands in the air, but if that's not God, that's you. They come in and prophesy in the church, and you can tell if you got the unction of the Spirit, you know if it's real or not. They'll never tell you.
Amen.
Like, you need to get in there. I had a little old woman come to me one day. I thought I was doing all I could. And she come to me, laid her hand on my arm, and wasn't looking at me. She was shouting. And all of a sudden she stopped shouting and said, "You need to get in a hurry. You need to run." Friend, I ain't looked back. I'm still running, but I'm running on for Jesus. I run for me long enough. And when I decided I'm running for you, Lord, I ain't never run out of gas. Glory to God. Hey, 68, I don't care. I feel as good as I did when I was 20. I get to preaching and the anointing of God, a ghost of falling. You get to feeling so good, you feel like you take a little cup of water and just charge right into hell. And pray, if they would believe the word, they can be saved. Well, friend, tonight, if you love God, if you're thankful for your salvation, I got three words for you. Act like it. I can give you
amen.
Three words. Live like it. And here's
amen.
Show others. If you're thankful for the salvation Jesus died to give you, and you say you've accepted it, and he's part of you, and you're part of him, glory to God, then show the world. Don't tell me
amen.
About your faith. Show me. You know what? If you tell me you love me every day and every time you meet me, it's a whole lot better if you just show me. You show me you love me. What do you mean? I mean, be there when I need you. Pat me on the back when I'm down. Lift me up with faith and push my head down. And tell me so I'm praying for you, brother. I'm right with you. If you need me, you call me. Anytime, day or night, and I'll answer that phone. If you need me, I'll come pray with you. And then when you need them, they come. That's showing you their faith in God and their love for you. But praise God,
amen.
Saying you love me and saying I got faith in God. I imagine Satan could tell you right now, I got faith in God. He does. He knows he's there. He knows he's real. He's the one that threw him out of heaven. Praise God. I'm going to read this. I know it's going to might be a little contrary-wise to some of their beliefs, but it's the Bible. And I'm going to read verse chapter 6 in the book of Hebrews. And it's a powerful, mighty, mighty verse that goes right along with what we've been preaching. It said, therefore, having the principles, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on unto perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith toward God. Because if you got to lay it again, you didn't have it the first time. Do you see what I'm saying? If you're supposed to leave that, the principles of the doctrine of Christ and start living the doctrine of Christ. Because, glory, I'm going to tell you something. Telling me about everything about God and not living none of it ain't going to profit you nothing. You might think you're doing good. You ain't doing a thing because God ain't going to have you. You're not a spokesman for God. You got to do the things. Praise the Lord. It's a of the doctrines of baptism, laying on of hands, and of resurrection of the dead, and of eternal judgment. And this will we do, if God permit. He said, come on, what they say? Come on unto a perfect one. Well, I guess we got a long way to go to be perfect in the eyes of God. Because we got to be busy. We got to be workers in the field. What did he say? The fields are ripe to harvest, but the laborers, look around, they're coming up short. That's the reason you go to church. Six or eight people does all the praying. Six or eight people does all the shouting. Six or eight people does all the amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. They're the only ones you hear. Why? The rest of them is sitting down on God. The fire that was put in has just about went out. But if there's a spark left, please, tonight, get on your knees. Cry out to God and tell him, Lord, I need some of that supernatural fuel that comes from you. I don't want to be like the five foolish virgins. They didn't have no oil in their lamp. They couldn't even light it when you come for them. They had to go try to buy more. In other words, getting down, doing their first works over because they was dead in God. It goes on and says this. Now, I want you to read this fourth word. I want you to put that in your mind. Hold on to it. It said, for it is impossible for those who were once enlightened and have taken with the heavenly gift. Reckon that ain't talking about salvation. And were made partakers of the Holy Ghost and have tasted the good word of God and the powers of the world to come. He said it was impossible if they'd done that, right? If they shall fall away, to renew them again under repentance, seeing they crucified to themselves the Son of God afresh and put him to an open shame. That's what I'm preaching, glory to God tonight. Because I'm going to tell you something. I don't want to be one. I don't want to be guilty of crucifying him all over again and telling him what you done for me wasn't enough. I need more to hold me. The Holy Ghost wasn't enough. Salvation wasn't enough. Grace wasn't enough. The mercy of God wasn't enough. Because that's what you're saying. The blood of Christ wasn't enough to keep me clean from sin. Because here I am, falling away, sitting down on you, not doing a thing with the salvation you give me. I didn't write it, folks. I just preach it. But I praise God for it. Because that makes me want to do a double surety of where I stand with God each and every day. I wake up, I want to know that I got enough thing to face the day. I want to go, when I go to bed at night, I don't want to lay down and go to sleep until I've talked to God a while. And he knows how I love him. He knows that I thank him for the day that just passed. And I thank him ahead of time. If I don't wake up, God, then I can be with you forever. You do that every day? You don't. You might be neglecting this salvation that we're preaching about, praise God.
Amen.
But he said that word impossible, that if they fall away, to renew them again under repentance. But that's what they think. They think that you can be born again, have the Spirit of God dwelling within you, got the salvation of God, the mercy of God, the grace of God is upon us. He's been helping you all every way, every step of the way, and yet you still fall away. You fall into, I call it complacency, satisfaction. You just sit there. Because I'm satisfied. I'm satisfied that I've got all I need. I don't want no more. I'm not going to do nothing else. I serve God, but I serve him my way. I serve him like I understand. I don't go by what the word says. I see, I think that means this. And God don't really care what you think it means. Because it is written in the Bible that there's not one scripture in this Bible that's subject to any man's private interpretation. And we've got to go by what that word of God says. The word of God says of God is Jesus Christ. He was the word. If you don't believe this word, you just said, I don't believe in Jesus. If you think it's got to be interpreted in a way you like it, you miss the whole thing. We've got to accept Jesus as Jesus is. And Jesus is the Word. Remember what Jesus said on our He said, unless you drink my blood and eat my body, you can't have no part with it. You don't have no part with it, you can't get in the kingdom of God. Well, see what he's talking about. He is the Word of God made flesh. We got to eat this Bible and take those words and apply them to our heart and our life and our speech and our walk and our talk. And glory to God. Not one place did he say, when you get enough, you can quit. When you get all you can get, you can just quit. Now you can just sit down. You just sit still. You be a piece of furniture in church. Don't you say nothing. Don't you sing with them. Don't you raise your hands. Don't you praise God. Don't you testify. Don't you witness. Don't you get up and pray for people. Don't say that. That comes straight from hell. The devil is telling you that. The devil said you got enough and you don't need to seek God no longer. You know he forgave you. You know you're a child of God. People, I'm going to tell you something. You may be put back up for adoption. And the only place else to go is in the devil's hands. Because if you fall away after you've had it all, what else is he supposed to offer you? What else has he got supposed to bring you back to repentance? What else has he got? Hallelujah. Now, I ain't talking about backsliding. That's a whole different subject. I'm saying if you've been filled, you've been blessed, you've been forgiven, you know the grace of God, you know the mercy of God, and still you fall away and fall into this, well, I'm at church again, but I'm not going to move. Glory to God. It says this, that for the earth which drinketh in the rain that cometh oft upon it and bringeth forth herbs, meat for them by whom it is dressed, receiveth blessing from God. But that which beareth thorns and briars is rejected and is nigh unto cursing, whose end is to be burned. Now you think about what God is telling you, and don't you try to interpret it. He's telling you plainly that when you fall away from him and you throw him away because you think you're big, good enough now that you can make it in that gate. Well, glory to God. You remember what he said in Revelation? He's talking to the church there, and he said, repent, lest I blot your name out of the Lamb's book of life. It might have been put in, but it can also be taken out. People don't see that. A lot of churches believe, well, once you're in grace, you're always in grace. As long as you stay there, yes. As long as you stay serving God, yes. As long as you give him 100%, yes. As long as you take your cross every day and follow Jesus, yes. Absolutely, hallelujah. Because that's what it's about. We've got to have hope. But our hope is in Jesus Christ. It's in the Amen. Word of God. It's in following him. A glory to God when it's easy and when it's hard. When it's, glory to God, convenient for us. And when it's not, we still need to follow God all the way. Because what is it? He looks at us like something that's growing briars and thorns and thistles in it that ain't worth nothing, he said, except to be burned. When we let go of that salvation, when we take it for granted, when we lay down on God, why Amen. Is it that we still expect him to be right there to pick us up every time we fall? You can't fall away from him that way and come back again. The preachers, I'm going to go to preachers. I hear every day, seem like every day, you hear about preachers that been preaching 30, 35 years. And all of a sudden, they just run off to leave the church, leave their wife, leave their kids, some woman in the church, give their attention, and they just stop that and run out of that woman. Women leave their kids and their husband, don't run off some man when they're supposed to be a Christian.
Amen.
Do you think that God's going to start over with them and say, oh, well, I got to forgive you too? Not for throwing him away, he won't. It goes on and said, but beloved, we are persuaded better things of you and things that accompany salvation, though we thus speak. For God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love, which ye have shown toward his name, in that ye have ministered to the saints and do minister. And we desire that every one of you do show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope unto the end. In other words, what you started out with God, and you started that journey of salvation with Jesus Christ, he said, then keep it up unto the end. That's your end. That's the end of this life. Because remember what the Bible said? He who endures to the end, in this salvation, the same shall be saved. Glory to God.
Amen.
We're forgiven now, but we're going to be eternally saved if we can endure in this, if we can keep on. Hallelujah. These, glory to God. These churches right now, all over the world, that used to be the house of prayer, and now it's the house of, well, let me call up and see what they, what kind of programs do y'all have? Do y'all go on trips? Y'all have fellowship meetings?
Come on.
Y'all have stuff for the kids to do? Do y'all have you know, like parties on New Year's and the Super Bowl, stuff like that. I'm interested in a church that alive, a church that's doing things and promoting stuff. If you ain't promoting God, it ain't a church anyway. It's just a place for people to gather up and have a good time and go home without God ever being worshipped, without being mentioned, because they come up and they might say a quick prayer and now let's play bingo. Them things ought not to be, because they shouldn't once be mentioned among a true Christian, because a true Christian is going to be pure, clean, and the Bible says holy, because without holiness, no man going to see God anyway. You've got to feel holy before God. And what have we done? We got so, I call it, we never got to chew no meat. We still suck in the bottle, because we never got off the milk to get into the meat of God. What is the meat of God? That's when you get to call. You got a call in your life to serve God. He's already served you. He said, glory to God. Like in Philippians 4:19, God will supply all of our needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. But what are you, in turn, doing for God? Because without something, you're doing nothing.
Praise the Lord.
I'm going to read this over in John, because we've read it over. It ain't going to have many times. But I just feel like reading it again. And I'm going to start this right here. In verse 6, the third chapter of 1 John, he said, whosoever abideth in him, sinneth not. Whosoever sinneth, hath not seen him, neither known him. So what am I saying? To go to church, you've got to follow the will of God to be in God's will, correct? Well, the will of God is written in the Bible. And he said, let all that have breath praise you the Lord. Why is the church house? It's filled with people. Praise God. Glory to the name of Jesus. Sweet sound of God. Thank you for the salvation, Lord. Thank you for my life I have. Thank you, dear God, that at the end of this life, glory to God, I'm going to see you face to face. I'm going to be in the kingdom of God. Why is that not heard in church? Like I said, you may have 5 or 6, 8 that does that. But the whole rest of the church sit there and are entertained by them. Same ones every time. That come to church to praise God. Come to church to make it a house of worship. When you go to church, you're going to worship God. To worship with others. To have a word to say that will uplift somebody else. To edify.
Yeah.
And we've quit. We've slacked down so bad. I wonder if God thinks, do they really love me? Are they thankful for what I did for them? Are they really longing to enter into the kingdom of God forever? Or are they just sold out? Satan's got such a hold on them that they can't break free. They can't shout. They can't sing. They can't worship. They can't be happy. They're always miserable. They come to church and all they got to say is, I tell you what, that just wasn't a good service, was it? You didn't put nothing in it. Why do you think you're getting something out of it?
Right.
He goes on and says, little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. He that committed sin is of the devil. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Now, where is he supposed to destroy the works of the devil? In us.
Amen.
He come down to destroy what Satan had done to us, because we fell captive to the sin and the dangly shiny things he put in front of us to keep us looking somewhere else besides up at God. But when we go to church, our hearts are to be so full of the glory of God that we can't help but sing his praises when we get there. We can't lift our hand, and he might even give you a shout of joy. He might make joy to God. might make you jump up and down and feel like somebody that's got something so good that they can't hardly stand it. A fire of God might spring cold out of you. Hallelujah. And your witness may touch three or four, and they might get saved. How do you know? Well, it ain't never happened. Maybe you ain't never got loose in God. Maybe he's waiting on you to obey the word. Maybe he's waiting on you to come out of yourself and come into him.
Yes.
And that's what's going on. We're in a world now, this world's dying. If you ain't got sense enough to look around and see that our world that we love, that we grew up in, the freedoms, all that we've got, is being destroyed, just like the Word of God said it would, then you've been blinded, and Satan has got blinders on your eyes. You can't see nothing but what he wants you to see. But God said he come to destroy the works of the devil. He come to set you free. And he said, whom the Lord has set free, you're free indeed. So why do you go to church and act like a prisoner?
Well,
cross the words. You never move. You never, I never hear amen. I've seen people, I've known them for years and years and years. Been in church with them many, many times. I've never yet heard them say a word in church. Get them outside. Don't talk about football or the weather or some kind of sports or anything like that, or about raising a crop. Old farmers used to tell about their crops are growing and this, that, and but they couldn't say a word while I was in the church.
Amen.
Who do you think about your food? Who do you think has your tongue? Who is it that's bribing your mouth to keep you from speaking for Jesus Christ? That's the devil. You better break free, because the yoke he puts on you will carry you straight down in that lake of fire, and you will not escape. Glory to God. Jesus loved everybody. He went down, they said, took a trip below and preached to them that was in prison. What do you think he's talking about? Them that was in hell. And he preached. Remember, when he rose from the dead, it said many of the graves of the saints broke open. They got up, walked into town. And I thought what that day was like. Because they believed Jesus. They believed him unto life. And we believe him, but we won't do nothing with him. That's unto death. And it's not just dying like that you're done. This is eternal death. Separation from God. Outer darkness. He said there'll be weeping and gnashing of teeth where the flames are not quenched and the worm dies not. You're going to suffer forever and ever because you counted the salvation that Jesus died to give you as nothing. You let go of your chains. You let go of your opportunity to be a true child of God, one that obeys his dad, his heavenly father, and walks in the light of God, not in the darkness of the devil. Don't go to church if they ain't got nothing to say, because they're praying before they go, and they're praying after they get out of church. But in church, you can't keep them quiet long enough to preach, because they're shouting and hollering glory to God. Amen, brother. Bring it, come on. Bring it, brother. Tell it. Glory to God. Because they are so happy in that salvation of God that they cannot be shut up. You can't keep a child of God from speaking out about what they feel in their heart. Now, I'll tell you a little something. I'm going to tell it on Vicky. Monday night I was listening, and Brother Don was preaching. And I heard her in the background over there. She was crying. I could hear her crying. He was preaching. He was on fire. And all of a sudden I heard, wow! She shouted out, went to shouting. And I wrote on there real quick, bless her, Lord God, because I want to see her get blessed double. I want to see me get blessed triple, and you even more. But everybody that wants, everybody that seeks finds, everybody, glory to God, that knocks, it's opened up to you. If you'll just ask God, he'll give you more. Why are you satisfied where you're at? Are you dried up like an old prune? Or have you got a little life left? Give that life to God, because he's the one to give your life to you. He's the one that set you free, destroyed the works of sin. Praise God. You have been set free if you'll accept him. Are you going to accept that freedom?
Cherish. Mom.
You got nothing else that can last forever in your life. You're not going to last forever. Your children's not going to last forever. Your wife, your family, mom and daddy, friends, neighbors, nobody going to last forever unless it comes through Jesus Christ. Why would you let go of that? Quit celebrating that each and every minute of your life. You celebrate Jesus. You tell the world. You get a shirt like this. Anything that they comment on it, and you can tell them about the Lord. I went up there, got my mother a big plate, a little pre-Mother's Day thing, brought it home to her. And the woman seen my shirt, and she said, "I sure like that on your shirt." I said, "Well, I sure love the one it's about. Don't you?" She said, "Oh, glory to God, yes, I do." Now that, you see, that stirring's real. That life of Jesus Christ inside of is, it reaches out and touches others. You can feel it moving breast to breast. That Spirit of God, that love of the Lord, glory to God. And we are to share it. These people out here, they're dying to know about Jesus. But they ain't nobody, seem like anymore, got the nerve to go to town and say something to somebody. I go to Walmart, buy something. I'm going to testify to somebody before I get out of that store. Because if I don't, I might get a whipping. Because God knows that's what we're supposed to do, is share the gospel. You ain't got to be a preacher. Share the gospel. Share the good news. Tell them about Jesus. Oh, glory. Tell them there's a salvation.
Amen.
And I can't even tell you about it. It's got to be experienced to really enjoy it. You got to live it. Praise God. And turn him loose. And let him use it. Be a vessel of God. He's a vessel of Satan long enough. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So when he forgives you, don't think you're all that and ain't got to do nothing else. There's work to be done, friend. There's people that need to hear from you. Well, I'm not a good speaker. Then mutter it to them. Just tell them Jesus loves you. I know he does because he loved me. And if he saved me, friend, I'm telling you this, he'll save you too. I don't care what you've been. I don't care what you've done. I know that he'll forgive you. He'll bring you in and let you enter the salvation of the Lord. Something that'll endure. Something that'll stay with you. Be closer than a brother. Closer than your family members. He loved you enough to die for you. And all you've got to do is live. Live to the glory of God. In that.
Amen.
Give yourself to Jesus. My God. That's just a reasonable thing. If he done that great a thing in your life, can you not do a little back for him? And when you go to church, I'm going to tell you something. I told him this before. You go to church and you can't say nothing for Jesus, can't praise him, I'll guarantee you, your life is dead outside that church. You're not going around telling about the Lord. You're not lifting your hands in public praising God. If you're scared to do it in church, you're ashamed of him there. You'll be ashamed of him out this world. There's a judgment day coming. It comes for every man, woman, boy, and girl. And if your name is not written in the Lamb's Book of Life, and you're living the Word of God. I didn't say knowing the Word of God. I didn't say understanding the Word of God. I didn't say teaching the Word of God. I didn't say this, preachers, preaching the Word of God. If you're not living the Word of God in your life, that name will be blotted out. You won't
have
it. It'll be just like Matthew 7. They come before him, and many will come in that day. Stand before him. Lord, Lord, didn't I do many wonderful works in your name? Didn't I cast out devils in your name? Didn't I pray for the sick? They got well. I prayed in your name. He said, he'd look at him and say, I never knew you. Depart from me, you that work iniquity. A little bit of sin will separate you from a really, really big and awesome God. Because sin is the opposite of God. When we fall back into sin, We fall way away from God. Friend, I don't want that for you. I don't want it for me. But you've got to work at your salvation. You've got to show the world that you got something when Jesus comes into your life. You got to show them that this is real. It's not some fairy tale we're preaching about. We feel it. He moves for us. We, me and Betty, and Brother Don, we get to praying for people. And many, many, many are getting well and getting a glory to God. That second lease on life. Well, it's given to them because God loves them. And you better remember what the woman with the issue of blood, the blind men, all the lepers, they come to Jesus to be healed, didn't they? And do you believe that I can do this? And yea, Lord, we believe. Your faith has made you whole. If you got faith, don't tell me about it, show me about it. Don't tell the church about it, show the church about it. Don't tell the people at work about it, show them about it. Pray for them. When they, you know something's wrong, go over and tell them, I'm praying for you. I'm going to see God bring you out of this. I told this story once before, but did it real quick. I'm going to quit. I worked at a place called Crest Industries up at Lexington, Kentucky. And they knew I was a preacher. And I was there, this one man, he was a big cusser. They had to use God's name in vain. He come over to me one day. And he said, Brother James, I need you to pray for something for me. And I said, what is it, brother? His name was Mike Durrell. I know he wouldn't care for me saying his name. But he's had a grand new granddaughter born. And she's going to have open heart surgery. Just born. Want me to pray? And I said, all right, I sure will. Let's grab his hands. And let's pray. And I went to crying out to God. And he sat there and he got to crying. But when they had that surgery, I said, Mike, I believe that baby's going to come through fine. I feel God stirring right back. Baby's going to move, and I was still praying, my eyes closed. And I told him that because that's what God let me feel. And he come back 2 days later and said, the baby made it through fine. Thing went so good. The doctor was amazed. Wasn't he clogged up like they thought he was. Praise God. Guess what happened? His mouth got clean. His heart got pure. His mind was changed. And when I left that plant, he was a deacon in a big old church over at Lexington. He had got into God. God had got into him. His whole idea of life was changed. In an instant, one prayer. What can you do for God? What can you do for a sinner? What can you do to change someone's mind? Not one thing. If you're not willing to open your mouth, open your heart, open your eyes, and see the need around you. Listen to God when he says, go do this. Talk to them. Pray for them. Because glory to God, that is our lot and parcel. We can be workers in this field together. And we can see the lost. We can see the sick healed. We can see people that have cursed God turn around and ask forgiveness and beg him to let them enter the kingdom of God. I want to be made new, God. Right now, it's all you got to do. You cry out tonight. I promise you, you've not been bad enough. You've not been low enough that God won't have mercy and forgive you. But you got to do the crying out. I can't do it for you. Mom and Daddy can't do it. But you got to. So right now, just pray with me real quick, brother y'all. Heavenly Father, I'm asking you tonight to put an urgency in every person, everywhere that claims to be a child of God. They're claiming that salvation, that great salvation you made for us. Lord, let them live in it. Let them be a shining light. That the others can know that they're a child of God. Know that that's a place they can go when they need help, when they need prayer, when they need a lifting up, a helping hand. And God, you know what? There's many out there tonight that's never spoke those words. Lord, forgive me. But Lord, I ask you tonight to, Lord, be listening to their cries. If they cry out, Lord, I ask you to have mercy. I ask you to bring them in. Free them from the life of sin. Free them from the thing. Set them free in your hand. Let them pray in the spirit of the living God. Let them glory to God. Be raised up together with Jesus in glory one day. Lord, what we have, we don't ask for us. I just ask an increase. I want an increase in you and decrease in me. Because if I increase in you, God, I might be a little more like you. That people would understand there is something that's drastically wrong with this world. They're turning from you. They're turning cold on us. And we need to turn back. Turn back and remember that day he forgave you. Remember when that fire was kindled in your soul. And throw some wood back on it. Get the flames built up. Because darkness is coming. And it's going to eat up everyone that's set down on this great salvation. The one just took it for granted. It's not going to be there for them any longer. Lord, I ask you to have mercy now while there's still time. And I ask you in Jesus' name and in his love. Amen. Amen. Y'all, that day's here. We may not get another chance to pray. So pray every chance you get. Pray for me. I want more strength. I want more power from God. I want to be able to look at people and see their needs and not see them. See what they need prayer for, where I can pray for. See through who they are and know who they desire to be. Because you can be more. We can be mightier. We can be greater, but we got to do it through Jesus. God love you and keep you and bless you is my prayer. And just a bit, and we'll turn it back to you.
Praise the Lord. That was a good word. We're going to have Tim come around and bless us with some songs. You just worship the Lord with him. And go ahead, Tim.
I guess I'm going to do that song that he was talking about a few minutes ago. I get a lot of requests to do that song. I don't want the rocks to cry at my place. So I'm going to do that one, I guess.
Amen.
I'll start off with that one. Okay, let me get back over here.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, I get a lot of requests to do that song.
I don't want no God to cry out in my place. I just want to thank my Lord for his faith and grace. I don't want no God to cry out in my place. I just want to lift him high and praise his holy name. Of all of Jesus, crying with a loud voice, there when see me the King, they begin to rejoice. And when the Pharisees among them, they rebuke them for their shout. They'll be to hold their peace and the rest will surely cry out. I don't want no rock to cry out in my way. I just want to thank my Lord for his faith and grace. I don't want no rock to cry out in my way. I just want to lift his high and praise his holy name. Now we read it in the Bible, that in the last days, he will pour out his spirit each and every day. And when the Holy anointing ever gets for our souls, we can thank the Heavenly Father, for he has made a home. I don't want no rock to cry out in my place. I just want to thank my Lord for his faith and grace. I don't want no rock to cry out in my place. I just want to lift him high and praise his holy name. I just want to lift him high and praise his holy name.
Okay, I guess I'll do. Do you know how it feels next? I told Mom about this. It's probably going on the subject, and I'm going to sing it for you.
Do you know how it feels to know something's missing and hear a still small voice that you just keep it slipping? Do you know how it feels to be troubled inside, to think just for you all across someone's eyes? Do you know how it feels when he knocks to surrender after sin's washed away, never to be remembered, and knows that it's real? Tell me, do you know how it feels and how that he feels at all? You're a child of the King, your heavenly Father owns everything. How does it feel to know you are loved by the one who created the stars up above? How does it feel to look around us? You lay your hand on your pillow each time and know that it's real. Ain't it good to know how it feels? Do you know how it feels when your cold heart smelled it and tears started flowing the moment you felt it? Do you know how it feels to know you've been changed and think that the whole world has been rearranged? Do you know how it feels wherever you roam, you still get a feeling that you're not at home?
A long journey, but I've never been alone.
No, I don't believe he'll tell me just to be two steps from home.
Hallelujah. You'll never fail.
Thank God. Okay.
I'm going to do Let's Turn Back to God. I'm going to look it up here.
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Okay, here we go.
This world has strayed so far away. We've forgotten how to worship. We've forgotten how to pray. But there's still hope, my friend, along this earth we trod. Let's see out the old past. Let's turn back to God. Let's turn back to God. Let's turn back to God. It's the only way we can be saved. Let's turn back to God. Let's burn just His power and give Him back our heart. I told you, bring it's the only way. Let's turn back to God. My Jesus said before He went away, I'm leaving now, but I'll return someday. If we expect to go with Him to learn where angels talk, we better get our hearts right. Let's turn back to God. Let's turn back to God. Let's turn back to God. It's the only way we can be saved. Let's turn back to God. Let's learn to trust the power and give Him back our heart. I tell you, friend, it's the only way. Let's turn back to God. Let's turn back to God. Let's turn back to God. It's the only way we can be saved. Let's turn back to God. Let's learn to trust His power and give Him back our heart. I tell you, friend, it's the only way. Let's turn back to God. I tell you, friend, it's the only way. Let's turn back to God.
Yes, Lord, turn back.
Okay, I'm going to try to do this song right here. I was telling Mom about this song before we went on. It's called If Salvation Had Not Been Free. I've sung this song one time before on one of the broadcasts, but it's been a while, and I'm going to try to do it again.
If the price of salvation was silver and gold, all the poor of this world would be lost. But the Savior who loved us, in mercy we are told, paid the price on the full cross. Oh Lord, oh Lord, what good I have done. If salvation had not been free, God so loved this world that He gave His only Son just to make a way for me. All the poor of my people, the saith the Lord, they shall feast on the fat of the land. Everyone who will trust and believe in my word shall be strengthened and made to stand. Oh Lord, oh Lord, what could I have done if salvation had not been free? God so loved this world just to make up for me, just to make a way for me. Mm-hmm. He has finished so dear, him so tenderly paid, as he gave us his life on the tree. That's a plan of salvation was made on that day. Free salvation for you and me. Oh Lord, what good I have done if salvation has not been free. God so loved this world that he gave his only son just to make a way for me.
Lord, thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Praise God. Thank you, Jesus.
Okay, let me see here. I guess we'll do this one next.
There's a need down here for the dear Lord. There's a family for everyone. Situation. the game look at where you're at. Are you praying hard? Are you all praying? On your mind, it's all weighing. Listen close to what I'm saying. Are you praying hard? Are you all praying? Listen close to what I'm saying. Are you praying hard? Are you all praying?
Strengthen her. She's been having a kind of rough day today. And see, her back was killing her and her head was hurting and a little dizzy and stuff again. So I know God takes care of her.
Amen.
Remember me. Y'all remember me. I wish everybody prayed for me. I want more.
Yeah.
I don't want to get satisfied with the Jesus that I've got. I want more of him.
Amen.
And we all can want that. That's what this preaching's about. We can't neglect the salvation. It's so great that, and there's more that we can get from Jesus all the time. We can get more like him, more power of God in us. But we got to crave and desire, long for it,
right,
seek for it. And glory to God. God, he's not going to withhold nothing good from you. He's done told you. He said, I withhold no good thing from you. He'll give it to you.
Amen.
But you got to seek good. Seek Jesus. And all the rest of the stuff that you long for, he can add that to us. Get him first. Get the kingdom of God. Get God and his righteousness. Everything else will be piled on you. That's my desire. I don't crave things of the world. I've had stuff, nice houses, this, that, and other. I don't have nothing now. I live with my mom in her house. Help take care of her. I don't have no money in the bank. That's okay. I got enough to get by, and that's all I care. God takes care of me. But I got stuff to do for God. And we ought to know. I know what it's like to be on the outside looking in at the Christians and their smiles and their joy, even in a time of sorrow. They still got joy. We get in sorrow when you're out in this world. You can't find help. You can't find peace. You can't find rest. But when you come to Jesus, you can find it all. He's a freer. He's not just a savior. He's a friend. He'll be with you every step of the way. As you get in, the devil goes to fight you. And when you first get saved, he's going to fight you. The devil will come. Oh, you didn't change. You're the same person. You didn't get anything. But you hold on. And you tell the Lord, I desire you more than anything, Lord. Come into my life. Save my soul. Forgive me. Let me be born again and born into the kingdom of God. And he'll hear you. The moment you cry, he said, with your whole heart, that's the day you find me. So remember me and remember all these kids like in St. Jude's and different things. We like little Landon that we prayed for. Got that cancer. There's many out there with cancer today. There's many out there with different kind of disease, and some of them there's no cure for. They know they're headed on. Let's just pray that home is where they're headed. All of them. If they don't know the Lord, I urge them, get down and pray. God didn't put that disease on you, but he can give you a new body that'll never be sick again if you accept him as Lord and Savior and do it tonight. Go ahead, Sister Betty.
Okay. I remember little Landon because he's been pretty sick and he ain't been able to take chemo lately. And his little buddy Noah is taking treatments now. So remember him, and like Brother James said, all the other ones that have cancer. And I just want to give God the praise one more time while we're on here that Dora came through the surgery real good, and I believe that they said that they couldn't find no cancer in her. And I just give God the praise for that. We're just believing for total victory for her, and just pray as she heals, and pray for her husband, Jay.
Amen.
And Jared Young says, remember him and his family. They've been battling with sickness and allergies. And Melvin Hembry, he's needing healing in his body, him and his wife. Brenda Carden says, remember her and her family. Don and Tico over in the Philippines said to remember him and Leela. Leela has a sore on her leg, and it's gotten pretty bad and everything, and just pray that it will heal from the inside out. And remember a guy named Dakota. He's got a bed sore on his hip. And last time he went to get it checked out, they said that he still had infection in it. Remember him and his family. And just pray that all the ones that ain't in church will get back in church and start living for the Lord like they need to. Charlene says, remember her and her family. Sheila Richardson said she needs prayer for her family and all of her lost loved ones. And she said to pray for a little baby. That it's a newborn baby. Its mother died just a day or two after she had it, the baby. So pray for that family that they'll receive comfort. And remember Arlene, she said to pray for her and her family. Jeanette needs healing. And little Kaylee, she's needing healing for her kidneys. She's got bad kidneys. So remember that. Sylvia Hollenhead, Ken to Tim, they're needing healing in their body. And remember Tim's Aunt Wanda that's on hospice. Just continue to pray for her. We know that God's still able.
Right, Aunt Glenda.
And pray for his Aunt Glenda. They were supposed to be taking her to the nursing home last week. I don't know whether they have or not yet, but they had given up just about on both of them. And, but we know that God's the one that has the last say, so just remember both of them. They said their organs were shutting down. And let's pray for Vicki Reed's family. And she said pray for her little cousin that is doing radiation. He's got cancer, so remember him. Remember Christine Ray that was in that wreck. She needs healing for broken ribs and the cut on the bend of her foot. And she's got a fractured foot and bruised up from head to toe. So just remember her. And I reckon both of the bags come out and the airbags, and she's just bruised up all over. Remember her.
Yeah.
And remember all of her family that need to be saved. She's got lots of family members. She's got 5 boys that need to be saved. And let's lift up all the pastors that are really trying to do something for the Lord. And
Amen.
I just thank the ones that come on here to help. Brother James, I thank you for coming on. And Brother Don, and for helping us out there. Couldn't do it without you. And let's remember them, too. Remember Brother Ron. Maybe one of these days we'll get him on here. Let's remember Mamie and Jerry. They're in need of prayer for their marriage. Let's remember Amy and family, and like you said, Sister Willa Dean. And there's just many, many more out there that need prayer that just don't know which way to turn, and they're uncertain about, you know, things that are happening around them. Let's just pray that the peace of God will rest upon them and that they'll just turn everything over to God. Let's pray for all the ones in the nursing homes, the hospitals, the jails, and prisons. And I think that's about all I have on my list. But if you guys out there on Facebook have any prayer requests, just turn them in and we'll pray over them. And we're going to go ahead and go to the Lord in prayer. Brother Mark, go ahead and leave.
I want everybody to remember my older sister, Edna Lindley.
Okay.
Her kidneys are pretty bad, and her feet swelled up to where you looks like something funny with a little toe sticking out the end of it. It swelled so bad, and the doctor said it was from her kidneys. There's in I think like a stage 4 or something like that, they said. So everybody remember her and lift her up to the Lord. She's in pretty bad shape with that, but I know our God's bigger than any problem we can bring.
Amen.
And that's the faith we have to have to get stuff done. So let's go to the Lord in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, go ahead.
I forgot, whenever you mentioned that, it made me think my niece, Donna Young, she's needing healing. She's in stage 4 kidney failure.
Yeah.
So let's remember her also.
Amen.
Okay.
Father, we come before the throne of God tonight.
Lord, we just come before you tonight.
You
praising you, thank you, Lord, for all that you've already done on us.
Make them well, Father. I ask you to describe that
victory
from
the
Okay. It talks about said in verse 16, the book of Jude, that these are murmurers, complainers, walking after their own lust, and their mouth speaketh great swelling words, having men's verses in admiration because of advantage. That's them in the churches. They've always been big in the church. They may donate a lot of money. So whatever they say, people listen to. But it says right here, but beloved, remember you the words which were spoken before of the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ, how that there should be mockers in the last time who should walk after their own ungodly lust.
Amen. These come on.
Who separate themselves sensual, having not the Spirit. But you,
amen.
Building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. And I want to ask everybody, Christian, how are you going to pray in the Holy Ghost if you've never received it? If you've never received it, how are you going to pray in something you don't know what it is? You don't know who he is. But that's the Spirit of God, the Spirit of Christ that comes inside us. That's what we're to pray in, is in the Holy Ghost. That's how you don't die when you're in church and just become a lump sitting there, because Christ is inside us. And you know he never quit. He never stopped until he was crucified. And then he rose again. Said this right here. Keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And of some have compassion, making a difference. That means you see somebody down and out. Go and ask them, is there something I can do for you? Do you need prayer?
Amen.
Can I help you? Can I lift you up? You want to come, me come over and talk to you? And said, and others, save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. Now to him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless but for the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion, and power, both now and ever. Amen. That's what it is. If we keep ourselves in the Lord, we don't lay down on him. Praise God. He'll keep us and keep us faultless and blameless and spotless until when we leave this world or when he comes back to get us. But praise God, you got to think about what you're saying when you say, I've got all I need. Because if there's that much that God can do for us to keep us spotless and blameless and faultless, praise God, we are to keep in touch with him, aren't we? We are to keep a fellowship with God that's so real and so true that when we witness to people, they don't even hear us. They hear him. They don't see us. They see him in us. And when that happens, praise God, ain't no sitting down. Glory to God. Ain't no getting still. Ain't no shutting up. Ain't no quitting. Ain't no slacking up. Ain't no backing up. You're going full speed, straight ahead, because your glory, hallelujah, is when we see Jesus face to face. They ought to be able to see him in us, in our deeds, our words, how we say I love you, and show them we love them. We ought to be able to say, I have faith, and show them we have faith, because we want to get up and say something for God. We want to tell somebody about Jesus. We want to tell them, I don't want to see you falling into the clutches of the devil. He'll bring you further down than you want to go. He'll keep you there longer than you want to stay. And at the end is a lake of fire burning with brimstone for them that counted the cross of Calvary as an unholy thing, them that let go of the salvation of God when he died and suffered and bled to give it to us, praise God. We need to act like the children of God and not the children of the devil. We need not be in church and be a quiet, sitting there, Glory to God. It'd be the same thing if you put a rock in your place. I'm telling you this. If you never say nothing in church, you never move in church, you don't do anything in church, but just go.
Come on.
Praise God. How are you serving God? Tell me, how are you serving God? Because if you won't praise him in church, ain't no way you're going to stand up and tell me that you praise him out in the streets or you praise him at work or anywhere else. Because the church is where you go to praise God. That's where you go to worship God. And hallelujah, that'll make you do it out in the streets and at work and at Walmart and the grocery stores. Wherever you go, there'll be somebody there. God will present you an opening, an opportunity to mention and minister the word of God to them and tell them that God loves you. You may be down and out. This world may be beating you to death. But God is true salvation. He frees us from the bondage of this world. And glory to God, we may go through things, but look what's on the other side for us.
Amen. Hallelujah.
We've got the word. We fell down, glory to God, on our knees one time, and we cried out to God, and we felt his mercy, we felt his grace, we felt that great, great salvation come upon our soul, and we knew we'd been renewed. But glory to God, if you don't keep it new and keep it in use, it rusts up, it gets old, it gets stale, it's just sitting there, it's lifeless, it's worthless, it don't help anybody, it don't help you. Because when you quit wanting to speak for God and do anything for God and say something for God and witness for God and testify for God, praise the Lord, and your soul is going right in the opposite direction of where you think it's going. Because people's letting go. Oh, glory to God. You know what, Satan, I bet he laughs at everybody. That when they get in and God puts it in them, they feel that. They feel that glory of God come down in their soul. They feel the sin debt being paid, that weight lifted off of you. You're freer than you ever felt and cleaner than you've ever felt. When you get baptized and come out of that water, you feel the cleanest you ever felt in your life. Feel like you could just tackle the devil, throw him down and beat him up. But praise God, when you go to stopping and you go to sitting, and you just sit there, and you don't do anything. Praise God. Oh, Satan has, you know he's having a laughing time with all them devils in hell. He's sitting there like, look at this. I ain't even done nothing to him. Watch him quit. He's slowed up already. Watch him back up. He'll sit there when you ask for a testifying. Anybody got a testimony? Look at him. Just sit there and just look down. Not say a word. And all that God did for him, we got that one, boys. We didn't even have to work for this one. And they're laughing at you right now. Friend, don't let it be said of the devil one time that I've got this one about you. Get right now down on your knees and ask God to put a fire in you that'll burn brighter than any fire that's ever been on this earth. Let you be the light of God that goes and tells everybody about a man named Jesus that give you the salvation that's so great you can't keep quiet. You can't keep still. If ain't somebody here that I can tell them about, I'll go to town and find somebody that I can tell about Jesus. Because that's how much on fire we're supposed to be. But you've lukewarmed it. You've got sitting there. You just barely got any heat in you. And that's the one Jesus said, I'll spew you out of my mouth. That's a foul taste to it. He wants somebody on fire. And it's time to kindle it up. Because the fire's not started now. It's coming a day when it won't be lit no more. Friend, don't let that happen to you. I love you. I love my children. I got some lost children. I need people out there to help me pray. That my kids will come in. My grandkids will come in. I got loved ones that don't know the Lord. And I'm sure you do. But I guarantee there's one that's praying for you. I'm praying for all the lost. Not just mine, but everybody. Because we love them. And God loves them too. I'll give it back to you, Sigbet. I think it's about gone.
Yeah, I just want to thank everyone for coming on tonight. Just share it out and like it and tell all your friends and neighbors and family to join us on Monday night for Brother Pastor, for Pastor Don Harris's broadcast every Monday at 6 p.m. USA Eastern Standard Time, and then Reaching the World for Christ in Memory of Evangelist Lloyd Yearwood will be every Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. USA Eastern Standard Time. So join us both of those nights, and we're going to say good night. We love you. Our time's up. Okay, God bless. Love y'all. Good night.
God bless. Bye. God, love y'all. Bye-bye.
Go with God and go with you.
Amen.